In the world of pop culture, the name Clay Aiken is instantly recognizable. He's mentioned often, sometimes as the butt of jokes, on TV, radio, in newspapers, magazines, even sports publications. This young singer, who was discovered on American Idol, has sold millions of CDs and inspired the devotion of fans, mostly female, all over the world. They are so obsessed and fanatical, some have dubbed them Claymates. One of them works here at WILL. Her name is Denise Perry.
I am not a Claymate. I am a citizen of the People's Republic of Clay. I'm not a loony, blinky-wearing screamer running after his bus in a pair of sweatpants with his name printed on my butt. I wear a clay T-shirt, a clay button, and my Clay Aiken official red thong with his name on the front, discreetly hidden under my slacks, and I daintily squeal and giggle. How did I go from listening solely to NPR and watching lots of TV and movies to listening solely to Clay Aiken, participating in an online fan board, buying his CDs, every magazine with him in it, and every Clay-related tchotchke I can find, watching Total Request live on MTV and actually voting for a half hour each day for his videos, and going to 10 concerts. In March of 2003, I was flipping through the channels on my TV and came across the second season of American Idol, a show which held zero interest to me, and I heard this.
Somewhere out there, someone saying a prayer.
Wow, that boy can sing. He looked kind of cute in a goofy sort of way, too, so I tuned in the next night to see if he made it through. Of course, it never once occurred to me to vote for the boy. But the next week I watched again, only to see Clay, and got my friend Joan to watch too. Now there were two of us, and we supported each other in our new interest. Soon I was voting a few times, then several times, then for the entire 2 hours. It was Clay and Ruben Studdard in the final. We had 3 hours to call in our votes, but it was the most nerve-wracking election ever for me because the phone lines were so overloaded, I only got through 3 times in 3 hours. And then the next night was one of the worst of my or any Clay fan's life. It was the night of the anomaly. By a margin of less than 1%, Ruben Studdard was named the American Idol, and I cried myself to sleep. Soon after, I found fellow Clay fans on the internet, and we tried to comfort each other, but it was so hard to see Clay and Ruben together on TV, with Ruben being treated as royalty and Clay being treated as his court jester. But Clay fans are a force to be reckoned with, and in June, when Clay and Ruben's singles were released the same day, Clay overwhelmingly outsold the American Idol. In an interview before the CD was released, Clay joked that he wanted his fans to say they each bought 7 copies. Many did. I'm a bad Clay fan. I only bought 6. Joan tried to interest me in going to see the American Idol's tour in Indianapolis, but I couldn't bear to see him as a loser. Until the first concert bootleg appeared. The fan boards were afire with tales of just how incredible he was. Now I couldn't wait. We would be meeting up with fellow Clay fans for a pre-concert dinner, which would become a Clay fan tradition, and seeing the real star of the show as he did that move. It may seem silly, but the first time he sang Invisible on stage, Clay tugged at the front of the hockey jersey he was wearing, and the women screamed. Ever the showman, in subsequent performances, he threw in variations on the tug. Sometimes it was a tug, sometimes he grabbed it and pulled it and moved it from side to side. I need a moment here. Well, it all kind of runs together after that. We'd been in the second tier of seats at Indianapolis. We were on the floor in St. Louis, and we made signs for Clay, and we made it on the Jumbotron. Drunk with glory, we decided to chase the tour buses for a while as they left for the next concert. It was only 50 miles out of our way and back. We felt like 12-year-olds again. 12-year-olds with driver's licenses and credit cards. As the concerts went on and Clay was proved to be the real star, fans began throwing things like panties on stage. Then came bras. Thanks to my cousin who'd just come back from a vacation in Hawaii, I had a complete Hawaiian outfit. At Houston, yes, I flew to Houston just for the concert, so what? At Houston, my coconut bra went up on stage and Clay picked it up. He looked at it for a while, trying to figure out what it was. He was standing behind Reuben, who was talking to the crowd. Reuben couldn't figure out why everybody was laughing. Then Clay put the two coconut shells of the bra up against his ears like headphones. And I have pictures of it. After the American Idol tour, Clay's career rolled on. I, along with every self-respecting Clay fan, watched and taped his every TV appearance, bought his full-length CD, which went double platinum, and went to see him perform whenever humanly possible. I saw him in December at a radio station's Christmas concert in Indianapolis. Then in March, I saw him in back-to-back concerts in St. Louis and Chicago when he toured with American Idol Kelly Clarkson. A new series of American Idol came on, but after the telephone voting debacle that cost Clay his rightful crown, the Clay fans pretty much boycotted the show. Except, of course, the three times he appeared. Then this past summer, Clay struck again, this time headlining his own tour, including fairs and other wholesome venues. How could I not go to at least four concerts? I've made lots of new friends online on my Clay board. We meet at the concerts, try to get noticed and into meet and greets, and even up on stage as Clay incorporated that into this last tour. Sadly, even in my grass skirt and Clay Aiken thong, I never made it any closer than the front of the standing room only section at the Illinois State Fair. People who aren't Clay fans say, "Wow, you've seen him 10 times? I bet he knows who you are by now." No, sadly, he doesn't. But his big bodyguard Jerome does. So what does being a Clay fan mean after all? And why are so many of us so devoted to him? Some fans say he was the perfect antidote to the post-9/11 malaise.
When the world wasn't upside down, I could take all the time I had. But I'm not gonna wait when a moment can vanish so fast.
Here was a clean-cut Christian boy who was going to be a special education teacher, but took a detour. So he started a foundation promoting inclusion while on the American Idols tour. Some think it's a reaction to hip-hop and rap and all the negative ways women are portrayed in today's music, at least the music that makes it on the radio. Some think he appeals to older women because we remember when we had posters of cute guys who sang love songs on our walls, just like his younger fans today. There's a lot of empowerment in Clay Nation. We're tired of being told this is what we should listen to. We'll listen to and buy what we want. And we want Clay. We buy Clay merchandise, CDs, T-shirts, tour programs, magazines, keychains, even thong underwear. We buy lots of concert tickets and airline tickets and are a boost to the tourism of wherever he performs. We buy new and better computers with CD and DVD burners, big screen TVs and TiVos, digital and video cameras and cell phones so we can see and record and share every second. It's one big women's social club. We have many things in common, but we've all been brought together because we love that cinnamon-haired, cute, sexy, dorky, honey-voiced goober from North Carolina. If you get it, no explanation is needed. If you don't, no explanation will suffice.
Yes, I've been thinking about you.
That was Denise Perry. She has set up a special Sidetrack Clay Aiken webpage that can be found on the WILL website, will.uiuc.edu. And for you Clay fans, the next 2 months will see the release of a Christmas CD, an inspirational memoir in print and audio form, a Christmas special, a calendar, multiple TV appearances, and an almost sold-out Christmas tour with symphony orchestras. This alone will keep Denise busy until early next year.
I don't want nobody. And you see that my body is aching. I'm hopelessly taken by you. All I want is your